for Ace Gutters. Australian made, built to last. Order now at acegutters.com.au.
Quick As. They know freight. Quickas.com.au.
Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr on SEN.
Here's the favourite, Alligator Blood, exhilarates up to fourth, down towards 100 metres. Alligator Blood stretching clear of his rivals. The further they go, the further he races away. He's a great horse, Alligator Blood, and he wins the guineas brilliantly from 11-11, exhilarates.
That was a fantastic performance by that horse. That was up on the Gold Coast of Magic Millions Guineas earlier this month, and there were some issues with that race. It was late to start, and Alligator Blood was a short crossover that just drifted a little bit before they jumped. He looked like he was sweating up a little bit. He might have been late getting to the track. There was some controversy about the whole thing. Ryan Maloney was, as they say, Bob, as quiet as a church mouse on the home turn.
Quiet as a church mouse.
He knew what he had underneath him. And when he let down Alligator Blood, any fears there might have been.
I heard that he just went, that's all.
Giddy up and away he went. Ryan Maloney, who's got the horse that most people want to be on for the All-Star Miles, been good enough to join us. Hello, mate.
Yeah, lads, how are we?
We're going all right. Did you have any concerns at all on Alligator Blood's performance that it churned out that day, given the couple little setbacks here and there before they jumped?
Yeah, well, obviously it wasn't certainly not ideal. Preparation, it was probably lucky it wasn't a real hot day either, because we can get really humid days here in January, but yeah, thankfully he got into the course. They put the races back, and the rest is history, as they say.
So before we get stuck into, you know, where you're at and what you're doing, there's a conversation that we need some help on that's carrying over from the previous segment. Do you ever eat? We understand jockeys have got, you know, pretty restricted diets these days, obviously. But do you get the opportunity to eat fish and chips at any stage?
Good Friday, that's about it.
When you have your one dish,
when you pull the ripcord, Ryan, when you go the order, be done with the scales, I'm going all in on the order. I've just got one question for you. Do you go the crab stick?
Nah, I'm not a fan of the crab. I go spaghetti bolognese.
At a fish and chip shop?
Oh, sorry.
Come on, mate. No, the fish and chips.
The battered flake, you can't go past that.
Spot on.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of crab either. That's why I get the crab stick. There's
nothing in there.
Safe.
There's a bit of stuff. Seafood extender is coming through.
It's crab inspired.
Off the... Hey, why do they call you Pug?
Long story, but a lot of people just say it's because I've got a headlight one.
Right. But see, most people in my neck of the woods, most people in my neck of the woods, particularly the females in my neck of the woods and my kids, they think pugs are gorgeous. They think they're the cutest dogs going around.
Dog. Very popular.
Yeah, well, it certainly hasn't worked with me that way for the ladies.
Right. So, nothing going on that front?
No, well, I'm happily married, as they say.
I beg your pardon.
Two kids, so, those days are behind me.
Well, there you go. And they also tell me that you are one of these Richmond supporters who likes to let everybody know whenever talk turns to footy. Are you a bearable Richmond supporter, or are you?
We've had plenty of bad luck over the past year, so I do. When someone asks who I barrack for, I do let them know I'm a proud Richmond supporter.
And why wouldn't you let them know? I'm
pretty humble, and I don't like to rub it too, because I know how quickly the game can turn.
Hey, Ryan, is this horse, Alligator Blood, is this the best horse you've ever ridden?
Yeah, he's shaping up certainly that way. A lot of people ask me to compare him to Nature Strip, who I rode early in his career, but they're two different horses. Nature Strip was a really high, cruising, sort of one-dimensional sort of horse, where this bloke, he's very versatile, he's very push-button. So he's certainly got his work cut out for him over the autumn, but he's certainly the right horse to do it, I think.
If we look further down the track, what distance do you reckon this horse might be able to get out to, Ryan?
Look, I always thought he was just a dead set going to be a genuine sprinter miler, but as he's gotten a little bit older and matured a bit more and he's relaxing really good, I wouldn't say 2,000 metres certainly wouldn't be out of the question down the track.
So you know what we think about straight away, don't you? As soon as you say that, we all think about the one thing. Everybody who loves racing thinks the same thing, don't we?
the Cox Plate, yeah.
Yeah, we do. He just seems like a horse that'd be tailor-made for that race.
Yeah, he's. I think he's going to be a good genuine weight for age sort of force to reckon with. So, and certainly, like I said, the way he's maturing and he's the settling in his races, it indicates now that he can potentially run it. So a time will tell, I guess, but yeah, we'll soon find out.
Ryan, we've had a bit of rain around today. How does Alligator Blood go in the wet, in the slop? Does it love the mud?
No, to be honest, he's never been on it.
Hates the mud.
No, or he's never been on it, so it's hard to say. Gold Coast the other day, it was probably near enough to slow, but that's probably the worst he's ever been on. But okay. I really couldn't answer that question because he's never been on it. So it's I think going on sort of how he's acting and how he's built, I don't think it'd be too much of a worry. But anyway, if it's Flemington, the CSAs, that track can dry out quicker than anything. So, the CSAs and then the Guineas, so they'll be both run at Flemington. So, yeah, but Victorian weather, it changes like the wind, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it does. It can. There's no question about that. How does it feel when you're associated with a horse that is, in his short time, racing, has already won, and the Alligator Blood's one of those names that jumps out at you, and the horse has obviously got some extreme talent. How does it feel to be attached to a horse that is, so fondly received publicly? He's already got the most votes in the All-Star Mile. He leads, he's atop the leaderboard there. How does that affect the jockey?
It's a pretty humbling experience, to be honest, because I've never been on a horse that has had such a cult following, and always go back to the day where he arguably should be unbeaten, because he'd never seen Super Seth out wide coming at him, and I'm sure if he had seen him, it would have been a different story. So arguably he should be unbeaten, but his record doesn't show that. But it's been a great ride so far.
Do you like the concept? I'm not sure how much time the jockeys actually think about this sort of stuff, but do you like the concept of the public vote for races like this?
I think it brings the public sort of into the... it's a good concept, but it's a little bit hard because you don't know whether they're going to get the best horses in the race, but it certainly draws the attention of the public and puts racing in a good spotlight, that's for sure.
And the sport's big heart's been on display, hasn't it, Ryan, with the assistance that so many people are giving to those who have been stricken by the horrible bushfires up the east coast of Australia. $1 for every vote will be donated from Racing Victoria to the bushfire appeal. It's a terrific response we're getting from the sporting community around Australia.
Yeah, not even from sporting, just the general public. It's one good thing about Australians, they just rally around when people are in dire straits. And I think not even from just sporting public, just the general public in Australia, it's been fantastic. So, it's great, been a great concept from the racing industry to do that.
Well, you got my vote, mate. You got my vote, your horse and the jockey on board. I like the combination enormously. So safe journeys to you and to the animal, and we wish you all the very best when you get to the All-Star Mile. Good luck, and thanks for joining us on the show.
No, cheers, boys.
Good on you. Good on Ryan Maloney. Don't forget, vote for your favourite horse and a chance to win a share of $500,000. Half a million cabbages.
You could buy 1 million crab sticks.
Imagine all of the Sir Walter Buffalo you could get.
Imagine you split it half on Sir Walter Buffalo and half on crab sticks.
Put it down the hallway. Then you can use those lights that some people use to grow grass inside. Hey, allstarmile.com.au is the place to go. Wrap up the hour after this.